Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of emotional strength and wisdom here on The Feminine Reset. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Self-awareness. And by that, I mean knowing yourself inside and out, like the back of your hand. We're talking about those pesky triggers that send you spiraling, those little things or big things. That push your buttons faster than a toddler with a broken toy. Ever felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? You know that feeling when something seemingly insignificant throws you off balance, leaving you frustrated, angry, or maybe even a little bit sad? Well, honey, those are your triggers screaming at you, and understanding them is the key to navigating life with grace, confidence, and a whole lot less drama. So, what are these five golden nuggets of wisdom we're going to unpack today? First up, recognize your emotional patterns. Think about those times when you felt completely overwhelmed or out of control. What were the common threads? Was it a specific person, situation, or even just a certain time of day? Paying attention to these patterns is like detective work. You're gathering clues to understand your emotional fingerprint. Second, identify your physical sensations. When you feel those triggers kicking in, what happens to your body? Do you get a tight chest, butterflies in your stomach, or maybe even a racing heart? Our bodies are amazing communicators. Learning to read these physical cues is like having an early warning system for potential emotional eruptions. Third, challenge your thoughts. Triggers often come with a whirlwind of negative thoughts. This is unfair. They always do this. I can't handle it. But guess what? Those thoughts are just opinions, not facts. Try challenging them with positive affirmations or by reframing the situation in a more constructive light. 4. Develop coping mechanisms. This is where you get to build your emotional toolbox. Find healthy ways to manage those triggers, whether it's taking deep breaths, going for a walk, journaling, listening to music, or even just calling a supportive friend. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And last but not least, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, darling. Recognizing your triggers is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to face our vulnerabilities head on. Remember, you are doing amazing work by even listening to this podcast. Give yourself a pat on the back for that. Okay, let me paint you a picture with a real-life scenario. Imagine you're at work and your boss suddenly criticizes a project you put a lot of heart into. Your first instinct might be to feel defensive, angry, or even humiliated. But hold on. This is where self-awareness comes in. Pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What physical sensations are present? Maybe your chest feels tight or you have a knot in your stomach. Acknowledge these feelings without judgment. Then challenge those negative thoughts. Remind yourself that criticism doesn't necessarily mean failure. It could be an opportunity for growth. Instead of reacting impulsively, use this moment to practice self-compassion. Say to yourself, this is hard, but I can handle it. Maybe even take a few minutes to jot down your thoughts and feelings in a journal. By taking these steps, you're transforming a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for learning and growth. Remember, beautiful souls, understanding your triggers is like having a superpower. It gives you the power to respond to challenges with grace, strength, and clarity. Don't be afraid to dig deep, explore those emotions, and celebrate your journey of self-discovery. You've got this. Keep shining bright, keep pushing boundaries, and keep rocking that emotional strength. Don't forget to share this episode with your amazing friends who are on their own journeys of self-awareness. And if you feel inspired, leave a review. It helps other souls find this podcast and begin their own transformative journey. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.